on one particular Makka that stands out as being different to many of the other Makkas. This parasha is Mole v'Godesh, is absolutely full with Nemudim, and the Medrash talks about the Midah Keneged Midah, many of the Makkas, of Dam, Tfardeya, Kinim. But there's one particular Makka that is outstanding, and I worked this week on trying to analyze the Limudim from this Pasuk, and it's quite amazing what one can come out with if one focuses on one particular Mahalach. The Pasuk says, in a Perek Ches, sorry, just bear with me. Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, it already begins. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls to Moshe Beinu and says to him, stand in front of Paro, the Mata Eilof Koryama Hashem, the Kehra Ivrim Shalach Es Amivi Abduni. Send on people out. Kiba Pam, Hazois, and Yishlech, is called Makafoisai, Libchod, the Vilnagans, is called Makafoisai, is Eish Mayim and Eish Mayim and Ruach, the Abdachot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is a Makkah that's going to show Ein Kamoini B'chol Oretz, nobody else like me. Tess Yudalad now. That is nobody like me. Ein Kamoini B'chol Oretz. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not Midah Keneged Midah. This isn't Babu Teda. This Makkah is in order to show Ein Kamoini B'chol Oretz. And the Pasuk carries on, the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Yud Ches, Hini mamtika is mocha borod covid ma'oid ashloi hoy kumay mitzrayim and hayom mevasad. That's all going to bring down borod. Va'ato shlachva eitz miknecho v'skola shlachva v'sodek kol ha'odom v'abayim ha'ashimot v'sodek v'chol yosef v'abayis v'yod aleim ha'borod v'meisu. In other words, he says, bring everything into the homes. Anything that's not in the homes, borod will come on. So the pasuk chof hayoreis tvashem. Those people who were afraid of a kodesh baruch hu me'avdei parei. Heinis es avodav es miknei labatim. Quickly took their animals, hivriach says Rashi. Chased the animals navodim into their homes, el habatim. Va'asher lo yisom liboy al devar Hashem, and those people who are not som liboy, who ignore devar Hashem. Ve'yez leiv es avodav es mikneyu basode, and the people left the miknei basode. Fine, some people ignored it and left the miknei basode. Next post it talks about etc., etc. And the Pasuk says, well, the Prophet was, and he says, and everything was left outside, So again, so there's one very, very important Pasuk we have to focus on here. Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof, and Chof Aleph. Hayore is Dvar Hashem, those people who are afraid of Dvar Hashem, Mav Paroi, Heinis es Avodov es Viknei Labatim. They pushed all the animals inside their homes. V'asher leisom libo yol devar Hashem, and those people who are not som libo devar Hashem, left the animals outside. Ask the stipler, what's Peshat over here? What's Peshat? Hayori. Tes, Chof, and then Chof Aleph. So what's going on here? Ask the stipler. Moshe had a track record here. This is not Moshe, not some person giving prediction. This is after the six Makkas have been wiped out in six Makkas. It's the seventh Makka. It's the seventh Makka now. So what's he saying over here? Hayoris Dvar Hashem. Yeah, a person who's afraid of Dvar Hashem. What's such Yerushalayim over here? What's so necessary about Yerushalayim? Moshe Ben is telling them, if you don't behave, there's going to be Dom. Dom came. Wiped out. Sephardea. Kinim. Olev. Dever. Everything is being exactly much. Shechin. Now it's borrowed. Right? Borrowed finally come. Hayoris Dvar Hashem. Yeah? Fine. So, and what, those people not called Yoris Dvar Hashem. What's the opposite set of Pasuk? Hayoris Dvar Hashem. Va'asher lo yisom liboy al Dvar Hashem. What's asher lo yisom liboy Dvar Hashem? It should say, Va'asher lo yoris Dvar Hashem. What's the opposite here? So number one, what's this big Yerushalayim you need over here? So Yerushalayim, Pashat Seichel. You should see how shares drop, yeah, by one small word of a bank, of the bank manager, one word of the bank, the guy's running the bank, he can get shares plummeting. One word. Moshe Rabbeinu proved himself that he's not talking, he's not giving empty threats. He's speaking Dvar Hashem, and everything he says is going to be Mekuyim. If so, why was this Yoreh Dvar Hashem? What did Yerushalayim for, number one? Just Poshut, Seichel told you to do it, number one. And number two, what's this opposite? V'ashel loyisom libo Dvar Hashem. So it should say V'ashel lo Yoreh Dvar Hashem. The opposite, what's V'ashel loyisom libo? Says the Stipler, in Berachas Peretz, a thought that many other people say already, Rabbi Chonon says it, and he says, one imagines that people become apikorsim because they're lacking in knowledge. They don't know, or they do know, and their knowledge tells them there's no Rabbeinu Shleilam. He said there's no such thing. The Pasuk says, Elokim Osa Esa Odom Yosho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made the human being straight. Straight. A person is straight. A person, a regular child, is straight. Rabbi Chana asked, how can you expect a child to be a ma'amin? A 13-year-old is a chiv deraisa. To be a ma'amin in Hashem, he had the biggest professors who are apikorsim. So how do you expect a child at 13 years old to be a ma'amin? Answers Rabbi Chana, because a person naturally is a ma'amin. It's only if you allow yourself to go krum and allow yourself to be twisted off the derech, that is what happens. In other words, apikorsis does not come from lack of knowledge. It comes through lack of will. A person doesn't want to be a ma'amin. My tie was too great to believe that there's a brain shalom telling me what to do. And therefore I will make any form of excuse or theory to prove there's no brain shalom. I'll make fantastic ideas of the seeding theories or Darwin theory, you name it, but I'll be able to prove it through a different chart, anything to make sure that nobody controls my rotzen. And therefore, it's not lack of knowledge makes apikoros, it's lack of rotzen makes apikoros. Therefore, as long as Stipler, the vote of the potting is at this, there's Yoreh Tzvar Hashem, those people who are God-fearing. What's the opposite? Asher loisom liboy of Dvar Hashem, those people who poshut didn't listen to what their natural intellect tells them. Asher did not pay attention to what their heart tells them. Their seichel tells them, be a ma'amin. Those people that Asher loisom liboy, poshut didn't pay attention to what their heart is saying, those are the apikorsim. Yeah? That's Asher loisom liboy, is the exact opposite to Yoreh Dvar Hashem. There's people in Yoreh Dvar Hashem just basically listen to what the natural intellect says. Of course there's a boirei, of course there's a manik, of course there's chav o'enesh, v'asher loisom liboy, those that don't want to pay attention. Not because they don't have the knowledge, but they want to ignore it because of their own rotzen overrides it. Asher loisom liboy, those are what we call people who are not Yoreh Hashem. And therefore, says the Stipler, it's not pshat that these people are foolish. No, we ask the question, it doesn't take Yiras Shemayim to take these people, to take the animals in. It's possible foolish to leave them outside. What's Yiras Shemayim? It's not Yiras Shemayim. I'm not Yiras Shemayim. I don't daven every day. I'm not a Maimon. But I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't give me empty threats. The Torah is, you can be the biggest idiot once you're not Yiras Shemayim. In other words, once you allow your Rotsum, what you want to believe, to override what is intellectually correct, you automatically become the biggest traitor. In other words, I do not want to believe in Hashem. I don't want to follow my intellect. I am not some liberal Dvar Hashem. Once you're not like some liberal Dvar Hashem and allowing your tithes to override your needs, any person who allows his tithes to override his intellect, that is a good bigger shaita, and you allow all his animals to die because he doesn't understand, doesn't go through. Posh doesn't hear it. I don't want to hear it. The person, people don't hear it, what they don't want to hear. And therefore, that's actually some liberal Dvar Hashem. Now, you get people today, such an element called Chozav B'Sheila. Yeah? People have returned to Chozav B'Sheila. Do me a favor. How many of these boys or girls have gone off the derech because they had a Sheila in Hashkofa that turned them off the derech? It's Sheila. Chozav B'Sheila. Well, they got a terech. They couldn't work out Schav O'inish. Poshut, they're working through Chovas HaVovas. They're working through Rambam Moir Nevuchim. They're working through Derech Hashem. And they came to the Sheila that Poshut couldn't get the answer. So what can you do? Obviously I'm going to go to derech. That's not chazal b'sheila. Yeah? It's chazal l'taiva, chazal l'behemah. So let's chazal to Gehenna. It's not chazal b'sheila. Okay. The famous story, the son who came to Chaim, and he had he wasn't wearing tefillin. And he said, what happened? Not wearing tefillin? He said, I got a whole bunch of shaylas. So what came first? Your shaylas not wearing tefillin? Your shaylas are kushbaruchu, and then he didn't wear tefillin? Or he didn't want to wear tefillin, therefore you had shaylas. He said, on the kasha, there's a teretz. But on the teretz, there's no teretz. If it's an excuse why I don't want to keep what I want to keep, because I've got my tivus overriding my rocks and my intellect, then you can be the biggest idiot. You can be the biggest fool in the world, leaving animals outside, they're going to die. But poshut, I don't want to hear. My rotsin does not allow my ears to hear. I shall listen to, but I'm not allowing my intellect to kick in. I'm going off gear. Once you go off gear, the worst and most stupid things can happen. That's I shall listen to. That is a derech api derech hamusa. In other words, I shall listen to, because the stipler is pshat, paying attention api derech hamusa to what your heart is saying, listening to your own little coil inside your head, telling you what you should be doing, listening to the spark of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the neshama of Rebbeinu Shel Olam put into you, to follow Dvar Hashem, that is actually simul liboy to his own heart. The Chedush HaRim says something a little bit different. The Chedush HaRim says, what's Peshat over here? The opposites in the Pasuk. Yorei Dvar Hashem, V'asher lo yisom liboy Dvar Hashem. What are the two opposites over here? Yorei Dvar Hashem, asher lo yisom liboy Dvar Hashem. Says the Chedush HaRim wrote a letter to his grandchild, and he said like this: if you want to know what level you are in Ruchnius, you can test it by how much you're som libri, how much you pay attention to the needs of other people. How much do you pay attention to the outside world? How much do you look around you and say, wow, I've got to be mazak in this, I've got to sort that out, I've got to make sure this person is helped, I've got to be able to be mazak of that person, mechazik that other person. Asher lo yisom liboy, which means the Chedush HaRim says, not necessarily in this context with regard to borod, but there's hayoreh dvar Hashem. The opposite to yoreh dvar Hashem is asher lo yisom liboy. In other words, the more you som lev, the more you pay attention to other people's needs, the more you're looking out to help other people, the more you show that it's Yirah Shamayim. That is the biggest proof of Yirah Shamayim.
In the
posse,
you're talking about other people.
Ayot, v'asher lo yisom liboy. He wrote this in a letter. Al piderach hamus, al piderach chassidus. It's not. Asher lo yisom liboy, which means that much you som lev, the much you pay attention to what's needed, the som lev, that's how much have Yirah Shamayim. So have Yirah Shamayim on one side, and you have on the other side, asher lo yisom liboy.
That's really Yirah Shamayim.
And so Yirah Shamayim is measured by how much you pay attention to what other people need, not what you need.
Really one thing, so
the opposite, so the one pasuk is Hayoris Vashem, right. And the opposite Yoris Vashem is Asher Lo Yisom Liboy.
Yeah, yeah.
In other words, how much is not Yirah Shamayim, but how much is not Samlev? So much, how much is Yirah Shamayim, how much are Samlev? I heard two Merdiga Mises of how a person will Samlev to other person's needs, and Merdiga Mises. One Mises I heard from, both Mises I heard from Chaim Kaufman, Zichron Gevrocha. And he brought and he stated that these stories were investigated by him personally to make sure that they're true. One story of showing how much a person looks out for somebody else, how much it makes him into Yirah Shamayim, how much it helps him, is a fantastic story. There's a place in there's a moshav here called Shoresh, not far from here, Shoresh. And in Shoresh, there's a little moshav, and there's a hotel in the moshav. So there's a mashgiach there who worked in the hotel. And the Mashgiach not only looked over the kashrus over there, but he was machazik to place with regard to davening, with minyanim, with Shabbos. And he took it very seriously that there should always be a minyan there for the visitors. And there was usually, generally the hotel was full, and there was no problem to get a minyan. But there was one case where there was 9 people in the shul, and he could not find a 10th person. He waited and he phoned, and oh, he's coming. Nobody in the kitchens, nobody in the staff, the poshut, they were short of one man. So he wasn't willing to quit so easily. So he went out to the field and he saw a man working on the moshav, completely a fryer farmer in short trousers, a cover tembel, completely got nothing to help anything. And he says, listen, you know, I'd like you to call in the minion. The man didn't even know what a minion was. He had no idea what a minion is. So what's a minion? He said, listen, we need 10 Jews in order to pray. Do you mind joining us? So yeah, okay, yeah, fine. He was some labor of the Dvar Hashem. Yeah, so somebody looks at other person's needs, he put down his, whatever it was, his hoe or his spade, whatever it was, and he went into the Beis Medrash in Shoresh. And as he came in, a new visitor came into the hotel, so he had a minion without him, thank you very much, Yashar Koach, he left, and he went back to his field. 10 years later, this Mashkiach had already left the Moshav years before. 10 years later, he had a dream. And in his dream, the Mashkiach had a dream. And in his dream, this fry farmer comes to him. And he said, Yishnael is just Nifta. And I went to Shemaim, and there is, they looked through my, what you know I've done in my life, and didn't find a single mitzvah. Besides, the one mitzvah I did, that I was willing to help you with your minyan. As the only mitzvah they found that I had for my entire life. And he said, because of this mitzvah, they put me in such a fantastic place in Olam Habo, that they've allowed me to come to you and ask you please to tell my son to say Kaddish for me. My son is totally set to say Kaddish for me. And just to show that it's not I'm not Stam saying this, I'll give you the name and the address. Go to my son, there's the name and the address, and go and ask him to say Kaddish for me. The man woke up, shocked. But maybe he went to that address, and the man's son was there. And he said, you know, you've got to say Kaddish for your father. He said, yeah, I laughed at him. He said, I've got to tell you, how do I know about you? I've never seen you in my life. Your father came to me in a dream. And your father said to me how important it is for you to say Kaddish for him. And that's why I'm here. And the man was so impressed that his father came into a dream that he should say Kaddish. And Nesgoli, that the man started to say Kaddish. What happened to this man, I don't know, but he said Kaddish for his father. Actually, Shos Libo Dvar Hashem. This man, what did he do his entire... He didn't even daven with a minyan in the end. He was just willing to look out for somebody else, and he jumped into the seventh... Mamash, the highest level of Gan Eden because of this. He jumped to a level that he can come down to Olam Hazeh to tell somebody to say Kaddish. It's an unbelievable level. Shemayim allowed him to give a message to the person down here. Actually, Shos Libo Dvar Hashem means Poshut, his little year of Shemayim. What did he have? What did this person know? The Tinnik Shemishba Mamash. He knew nothing. But he knew that if a person needs help, I've got to help him. What does it mean? I don't know what it means. He needs help. That little step towards doing and helping somebody moved him to the highest level of highest levels of Shemayim. That's one story. Another story I heard is in Yerushalayim, and it's Yisrael, it's almost not heard of 2 days Yom Tov. Never mind 3 days Yom Tov. 3 days Yom Tov, people go crazy. They go backwards and forwards. They don't know where to buy things. They freeze the space. Oh, no, it's 3 days Yom Tov. So sometimes there are 3 days Yom Tov when Rosh Hashanah is followed by Shabbos. A few years ago, this happened. Rosh Hashanah is followed by Shabbos, right. And Nebuch, this little Yidlach in Yerushalayim, they can just about afford a Shabbos once a week. A 3 day Yom Tov. How do they afford a 3 day Yom Tov? How can they afford chicken for the family? How can they afford meat? How do they afford to buy anything? The basics for the family: grape juice, challahs. Maybe they can, but. So there's one man, Nebuch, he had a large family, lived in a tiny little apartment. He had no food. Mamish, he had no food to give his children besides maybe challah with a bit of hummus. So he decided, 3 day Yom Tov. 3 days, I'm not going to give my children any meat. He knocks on the next door neighbor and he says to the next door neighbor, listen, I've never asked you for anything before. We're living together for years and years. I want to ask you one favor. Please, maybe give me a chicken. Give me a chicken, and maybe I'll pay you back, Mr. Shem, with a chicken. But lend me a chicken. And when I have money, I'll work a little bit extra. I'm working full out now just to keep the family going. When I have money, I'll pay back for the chicken. So the man said, listen, I've 8 children. I've got 2 chickens. It's lasting for 3 days. I'd love to help you, but if you work it out, that's 10 people for 2 chickens for 3 days, doesn't leave very much extra to give to you. And I'm really sorry. And what should I do? Chayecha koyim, what should I do? He closes the door. 3 minutes later, he thinks to himself, man lives next door to me. How often has he asked him for something? Never asked him for anything. I can just ignore his pleas. I can't do that. I've got 2 chickens, so let me give one to him. Goes to his freezer, opens his freezer, and inside his freezer is sitting his 3-year-old child, who is bright blue, who is unconscious, and the child has gone into the freezer, you know, big heavy freezers with a door. This little girl has sat inside the freezer and closed the door on herself. And obviously, if he can't hear anything, they rushed in that solar, and the doctor said they saved this child's life literally in the last second. Literally in the last second. Now imagine this man decided not to give the chicken. So Nigzar and Shemayim, this man's child should die, unless Asher Shos Libo Dvar Hashem. Unless he looks, Asher Shos Libo Dvar Hashem, as long as he looks how to help somebody else, that step of Yerushalayim, that step of looking out for the other person, seeing what this person needs, that saved his daughter's life. That is a koyach of one step towards Yerushalayim. Of looking out for other people is the greatest proof towards Yerushalayim. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says another vort. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says one imagines that being at the Kiris.
This is on some
Ashlo Som Liboy.
Okay.
Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says one imagines being at the Kiris, one's got to start a website, you know, www.apikorosis.com. You know, you've got to build a whole web design and, you know, actually start learning Apikorosis, you know, really working on the works of Freud and Bialik, and Mamish, you've got to work, you've got to study to become an Apikorus. So the Chaim Shmulevitz, no. Now you become an Apikorus? By not doing things. Asher lo yishof liboy. What did they do already? What did they do? They just ignored Ratzon Hashem. You don't have to become an active party to become an Apikorus. A passive person is Apikorus too. Not doing what has to be done, Asher lo yishof liboy dvar Hashem. But merely not paying attention to Dvar Hashem, you can come up a chorus to that as well. You don't have to actually work on being Seisa and Munas Hashem and bringing Rais against Betochen, actively working. Posh, not being Mis'ira in the correct time and not becoming attentive to Ratzon Hashem at that time, and it makes you up a chorus. There's a lot to be said in that, but I want to move on. The Zeh Zohov, the Chechnever asks, why do you need Bechlal Yerushalayim? What's Yerushalayim got to do with it? What's Yerushalayim got to do with it? Forget about Yerushalayim. Forget about any Yerushalayim whatsoever. It's nothing to do with Yerushalayim. Poshut's got to do with market price value. In other words, if a person buys the stocks early or sells stock, is that Yerushalayim? Is that Yerushalayim? If a person tells you, by the way, I'm telling you now, that Microsoft tomorrow are going to lose a tremendous amount of their stock because Apple Macintosh is going to bring out a new program that's going to wipe out Windows Vista. So a person who has shares in Microsoft sells up. Yeah? Sells up. That's nothing of Yerushalayim, it's got this posh business sense. So off the show over here, Moshe tells them, take your animals in, I said it to you business sense, to save you time and money, take your animals inside. What's Yerushalayim got to do with it? It's posh business sense. Yeah, people will tell you that if they predict stocks are going to go down, they follow. Nothing to do with Yerushalayim. What's this got to do with Yerushalayim? Why? No, why?
Because one is God telling you that your sheep are going to die, and another thing is God is not telling you that Microsoft's going to crash.
But he's proved himself six times that he's right.
Six times already.
Moshe's, everything he says is true, therefore I'm telling you this is what's going to happen. Forget about Yerushalayim, the guy's the biggest, not Yerushalayim, biggest Russia out, but posh of business sense. Says Modig. He said, look in the Pasuk. Hayores es Dvar Hashem ma'abdei paroi, heinis es avodov es miknei labatim. Chase the animals inside. In other words, there's a difference between, you know what, maybe, you know, I'll have a look, I'll wait and see. Or, as soon as you hear it, board hasn't even started yet, it's a clear sky, it's a blue sky outside, nothing, you don't hear anything. I hear that, boom, I run and take my animals inside. So the Balei Musa say that Yerushalayim is not running away from an Avera once Avera is there. It's making sure it never even come close to the Avera in the first place. That's Yerushalayim. Heinis es Dvar Hashem means not Peshat, that they heard the board coming, you heard the Kodos of Rokim, you heard thunder and lightning and all that stuff, and then he brought his animals inside. That's not Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is even when Moshe immediately says something, they go shot to shock. Even though they don't see anything happening, Bechlau, they didn't say, I'll wait until it gets a little bit closer. Immediately they did what had to be done. That's Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not waiting for a Nesoyim to come and fight the Nesoyim. Yerushalayim is making sure you never have Nesoyim in the first place. That's Yerushalayim. That's Heinesis of Hashem. In other words, Yerushalayim, of course, logic tells you to bring animals in when you hear the bird outside. But Yerushalayim tells you even before you hear the bird, I don't even reach a stage where I even have a situation where I even close the bird. Yerushalayim is, even if you see everything's fine now, I make gedorim, they don't even come close to it. Heinous is Vasha, even before the bird started. That's Yerushalayim.
Doesn't logic tell me I should sell my shares in Microsoft before they start going down, or when they start going down?
The example doesn't have to be the same. But here, it's not even, Moshe Rabbeinu is nowhere near yet. In other words, a person who's really scared about his money will sell Microsoft. As soon as he hears that, he'll sell up. Yeah? Not when, and next day he sees next day's market, when the very next day he expects it to happen.
Exactly, so it's a touch of business to some
extent. No, he could wait till next day to do it as well.
It hasn't happened yet.
He's going to start, 12 o'clock is going to be a launching of Apple, it's going to be 12 o'clock is going to be the launching, it's going to be the announcement. So people who are not Devar Hashem, Yoy Devar Hashem, will set up 11 o'clock. But people who are really Yoy Devar Hashem don't even want to come close. They're so afraid, even maybe he's going to make it 11 o'clock, that he set up the night before. That's Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim is not having an Asoyan and overriding. Of course, that's an element of Yerushalayim. But really Yerushalayim is not making sure, is making sure they're not even close to the Nesoyan in the first place. Now, part of Yerushalayim obviously is also distancing yourself from the Sionis or bad company as well. Now this is a vault, a myriad of vault. I'm telling you, this vault is Ramesh Shapiro says the best Divrei Torah. Unbelievable. The Pasuk says in Perik Vav, Pasuk Chavayim. The Pasuk says, Hu Aaron and Moshe Asher Omar Hashem Lehem Hitziu Es Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim Al Tivoyisom. That's Aaron and Moshe. Hashem told them to take them out. Okay, we discussed last year Moshe Aaron and Moshe, why it's the opposite way. Yeah? Perek Vav, Pasuk Chavayim. Says Rashi, you know what? You know why it says, Hu Moshe Aaron, Hu Aaron Moshe, etc. Says Rashi, Heim b'shlichusam u'b'tzidkosam b'tchilav atzif. They were in the level of shlichus and tzidkus from beginning until the end. You know what Rashi says? Rabbi Yisrael will tell you a chiddush. Moshe and Aaron did not go off the derech. Moshe and Aaron remained tzaddikim all the way through. Did not go off the derech. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Now I thought maybe, you know, they'll drop off along the way and become up the korsim. Says Rashi, you know what? No. The pasuk is made. Don't worry. They're Moshe and Aaron from beginning to end. Nothing happened to them. Wow. What a chiddush. Says to the Emaim Chaim. Now this is a chiddush. A person who is day in, day out, thinking about and trying to work through Paroi and giving him Eidus, what Bo Yishalim is saying, day in, day out, is coming into contact with bad company, and he doesn't move an iota from his Yerushalayim, a person's got to give Eidus that is a Nes Goli. That is a Nes Goli. That is Yerushalayim. A person could be day in, day out, speaking to Paroi. Paroi could be telling him what you're talking about, with no Bo Yishalim, and it doesn't move him an inch, says a Pasuk, that I've got to tell you is a chiddush, and that's what the pasuk is telling me. Heim b'tzid kosom b'tchilo v'atzif, from beginning to end. And this is Peshat, says Ramea Shapiro. He says Moshe comes to Paroi, and Moshe says to Paroi, let Klal Yisrael out. Says Paroi back to him, mi v'mi ha'holchin, who exactly are going? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu before that, fine, take a snake and throw it in front of Paroi. Yes? Throw in front of Paroi and then catch the snake back by its tail and it'll turn back into a stick. What's this whole stick? What's going on here? You know, wow, how impressive. Wow, can you do that again? Oh, what's the idea here? Bishop in front of Klal Yisrael, he had to show a nest. But in front of Paroi, it's like taking coals to Newcastle. Yeah, what's this? What's going on here? It says to Moshe Pira Moedikavot, he says, Paroi says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're coming to me, what exactly is he saying? Klal Yisrael want to leave Mitzrayim. Really? Klal Yisrael want to leave Mitzrayim? Why do they want to leave Mitzrayim? Want to serve Hashem? Don't bring me a cop. Halolo ev devoid azara, halolo ev devoid azara. Yeah, they both serve devoid azara just as much. There's no difference between Ami and Amchal. They're all exactly the same. There's no difference between your nation and my nation. They're all the same, all ev devoid azara. Who wants to serve devoid azara? What are you talking about? Me but me haholchim. Tell me, who exactly wants to go? You, yeah. Who else? Oh, Aaron. Okay, who else? Nobody. And he was right. Nobody wanted to go. They were all completely seeped into the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says to him, take a stick. What's your stick? Stick that Smat of Moshe had a shame on the Mefirish on it. Hashem says to Moshe, take your stick and throw it in front of Paroi. And you know what? Says Moshe Rabbeinu shows Paroi. You know what? I can have a stick with shame on the Mefirish. I can have a stick with mamish shem Hashem on it, kodesh v'noira, and it gets thrown in front of you. You know what happens to the stick? It turns into a snake. You know why? Because influence of a rasha like you can make a shem hamafirish stick into the Yitzhahara himself. The snake nachash harishlim, nachash hakadmi. Just by merely throwing down and being in your company for a second, For a second, take your semaphore and throw it in front of you, it can turn into a snake. And that's why Kladish are the way they are. But, let me hold on to Kladish now. Let me take the snake and hold it into my hand. What's going to happen to them? They're going to go straight back into a stick again. They're going to go straight back to Shema Mephoros. Miva mea ochim. And you'll see, the Pasuk says, V'samti pedus ben amir ben amecho. Hashem says, I'll make a pedus. What's pedus mean? I'll redeem them. Ben amir ben amecho. Whether it's my nation, whether it's your nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe ben amecho. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tiny and cloudy story, says, amecho, your nation. Leich shiches amcho, your nation. Yeah, it's like, like, you know, a parent says, no, father says, husband says to the wife, you know, your baby's crying, yeah? But he says, what a cute baby, yeah, it's mine. Yeah, so, ami va'amcho is, ami is when it's my nation, and amcho when it's Kreshul or serving Avodah Zarah. Hashem says, v'samti pedus, beini abein amecho. I will give a pidyon whether it's my nation or whether you think it's amcho, your nation. In other words, whether thou Avodah Zarah. Why? Because mocho yeho isazeh. Because you wait a few weeks and you'll see Klal Yisrael arose to receive the Torah. Just by merely having the snake in my hand, in Moshe Rabbeinu's hand, give them to me 3 days and I'll make the road to receive the Torah. I'll make this snake into Shema Mephoresh Mamash. There's a koyach of bad influence that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron could have, Chas V'Shalom, been influenced by Paroi. Says Apostle no, hey Moshe V'Aaron and Rabbim, they never changed an iota from the Madrega. On the other hand, we have a koyach of being connected with tzaddikim, connected with a force of kedusha, you can take a snake and make it back into Shema Mephoresh. That was a lesson of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim again is not only winning over Nesoyim, but making sure you never come into Nesoyim in the first place. And that means as well coming into contact with bad people. That's also element of Yerushalayim.
When he actually does this in front of Paro, and Aaron takes the stick back, he says he eats all the other ones. Rashi explains that he eats it as it's the stick. So it's saying, even when I'm holding the stick again with the Shema Mephoresh, not only will Klal Yisrael come back, it'll eat all your Yetzirah.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Beautiful. The Briskerov says, fantastic vault. Briskerov says, listen, this is Marisha Briskerov. Namish, Londisha Musahi. The Prophet says, it's a Diuk. Yeah, it's a famous vault, but it's Meridik. Prophet Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Tegel at Yod Chol HaShemayim. The Prophet said, Briskerov, Grizz. He said, Perik Tes Prophet Chol Beis. Vayoyim HaShem HaMoshe, Neteis Yod Chol Al HaShemayim, Vayhi Borad B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, Al HaOdom, V'al HaBehemo, V'al Kol Eish V'asodeh V'Eretz Mitzrayim. Obvious Kasha?
Why low Lashem?
Repetition V'Eretz Mitzrayim. Yeah? Hi Borad B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, Ala Odom, Vala Behema, Vakol Eish Sodet Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Number one. Diuk number one. Diuk number two is the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, bring them in to your homes. He said, bring them into your homes. Into your home. And later on the Pasuk says, not habayso, but he says, by he borrowed the Ashman Zakah Soika borrowed. Because it's time, Oliver Vema, and it says Habois. What does the Pasuk say? Habois? Okay, I don't know where the Pasuk is. It says a boy. So what's going on here? So the Briskerov, that we think, Kepshutoi, what happened was, that basically, there was a blanket bombing, as it were, of Borod. Borod covered everything. Borod went on the homes, Borod ran on the fields. Borod came down with full force. Okay. But those people that were inside the homes weren't injured by it. Yeah, they weren't injured by that board.
What?
In other words, the houses protected them from the board.
Why? Like, why would that ever happen?
It was maybe in a nest. Yeah, to some extent, that's... somehow it protects. Hashem said, if you're in the house, it will protect you. In other words, it come down on the house, but nothing will happen. Yeah? It won't explode, as it were. Right? So the Briskerov, no. So the Briskerov, Where did the board fall? It was a targeted killing. Anything that's inside the house never fell on the house. It fell on those people who were loyoids of Hashem. Those people who were loyoids of Hashem, who were they, says the Pasuk? Who? Ala Odom, ala Behem, va kol Esav HaSodeh. The board was dafka on Odom and Behem and kol Esav HaSodeh. The air to shine was image shine. In other words, the Pasuk is telling me, not that it was everywhere. It was dafka on those people. Now listen to this. It's lots of chiddush. Meridik. You understand? And therefore, not Peshat the house protected it. Not Peshat the house protected it. Peshat is that the dafka got bored on those places that Yoreh Dvar Hashem were not Yoreh Dvar Hashem. In other words, those people who were left out, suddenly a board came down, hit this man. It's heaven. Another board came down, hit that behemoth. But not Peshat was falling everywhere. What's the difference? My Nafkamina. Nafkamina is, how strong does a house have to be in order to protect you from the board? Till now, you bring the animals in. I'm willing to bring the animals in. Bring them into protection. You've got to be strong houses. Right? Got to be strong houses. But, according to Brisker of Peshat, it just has to be a Shem house. It's got to be a Shem house. And if it's a Shem house, then it'll fall everywhere else but on that house. And it'll fall on those people not inside the house. In other words, as long as they have a house, it could be a house built with lovud and godasik and godachis, and it can have a longish house that is a little paper thin, and it doesn't even fit because you've got lovud, and they have godasik and godachis, and they have dofen akumo. You have whatever you want, but as long as it's called a bias, then you're protected. So therefore, what do these people do? These people that had thousands of mikneh, thousands of tzayim, what do they do? They've got a few days to be warned. What do? So therefore, the chiddush is, listen to this, the chiddush of Yerushalayim is, till now we're saying shove them all into the home. It doesn't make sense. How do you fit so much cattle inside in the covered area? People have farms, huge ranches. How do you, where the chiddush is that they knew the Yerushalayim was that they built little shmata homes. They built little tiny things with little paper on top, as long as they got a shem bais. And the Yerushalayim was that as long as I follow Ratzon Hashem, I'm totally protected. That's the Yerushalayim. In other words, Yerushalayim doesn't necessarily mean running away from an Avera. Yerushalayim can mean that as long as I know that I'm doing what I should be doing, nothing can harm me. And therefore, I've got to do my little limited ishtadlus that Bein Shalom wants from me, and I'm protected. That's Yerushalayim. You get that? And therefore, the chiddush was that they built little flimsy houses. How is it going to protect you against massive hailstones? The Torah said it's not. If it's done through protection. But that's what Ratzon Hashem is. That's going to protect me. That's I'm safe. That was the Yerushalayim. I just want to finish off with one thought.
Did they build big things and they kept them even
out? No! Those people at Yerushalayim built little flimsy homes with good achish and good ashik and everything else. As long as you have a shem bayis, and therefore nothing fell on them.
For the cattle.
For the cattle, therefore nothing fell on it. For themselves as well, whatever. For nothing. And therefore that's not building into their homes. They built batim, they built houses, not their homes. They didn't bring them into their homes before. How do you put so much cattle into your homes? They built batim just in order to be yetzer, the dvar shem in this.
Even though the cattle didn't have, they themselves, the fact that they built for themselves, it was not for themselves, and the cattle were automatically protected?
The chiddush is, they didn't build houses that's going to protect them. From big stones.
Physically.
Right. They built spiritual houses, and the chiddush was that they worked to build spiritual houses that they know cannot protect them from derech teva, only because Yerushalayim, they built it in order because they know everything's rebbeinu shalom and nothing will fall on something that's called a shem bayis. That's enough. That's the chiddush. I just want to finish off with one thing. One very last thought. So in other words, we started off at the beginning. We started off with Yerushalayim. So the stipend said Yerushalayim is the idea of poshut, paying attention to what your heart is saying, not paying attention to your taibus. Then we had the vot of the chusharim. Yerushalayim is a focus on seeing what has to be done to Yena. How do I help the other person? Looking out for the other person. That's how I measure Yerushalayim. The third vot was the understanding of how Yerushalayim, how a person can be. Yerushalayim is the idea of the Zer Zohov that was the Rechayim Levitz's vot. Sorry, that it can be even be a passive apikoros. It can be a passive apikoros. Then we had the other vot of the that yeah, Yerushalayim is about not necessarily coming to an Avera and running and overriding and winning over the Avera, winning over the Nisayim, but running away from the Nisayim. Heinous. Immediately they heard about it, they got so nervous they brought the animals in the first place. That's heinous. And then we said the Vod, another element of Yerushalayim is a focus of making sure you don't come into contact with bad company. That's the chiddush of Moshe Aaron and Moshe, all the way through. And that's the idea of the snake and the stick, that being in contact with bad people can make a shame and mafosh into a snake and vice versa. And then the Vod of Briskerov, that Yerushalayim is also understanding, once I am doing what I should be doing, then everything else is at Yad Hashem, that's Yerushalayim as well. I've got to do my Ishtadlus, that's also Yerushalayim. There's one last thought I want to just focus on. Well, Mamish, one more minute, and that is, what is the ness of having fire and water together? The Borel have fire and water together. Why does Hashem have to do that? What for? Shkoyach, wow, have fire and water together. Get massive water, or massive fire. What's just fire and water together? What's the idea? The Teretz is that it's a ness is dafka seen in this world. Oyset Shalom bin Roimov, who yasa Shalom Aleinu. What is Shemayim? And what's Shemayim? Shemayim, what's the heaven made out of? Fire and water. Heaven made out of Shemayim is made of heaven and water. But heaven's made out of fire and water. Fire and water. It's fire and water. It's Gehenna and Ganadin. It's fire and water. Shemayim is Eish and Mayim. So how do we have Eish and Mayim together? Eish and Shalom B'mroimov. Because Baruch Hu makes Shalom in B'mroimov. In the heaven, he puts fire and water, two opposites together. Now, so what about over here? Because Baruch Hu says, I will make your nest the Kerev Ha'oretz. What's the care of Oretz? I will show you that if a person works with Yerushalayim, if a person's working with Ratzon Hashem, I can put two opposites together and they will not burn each other out. I can put two most unbelievable counter-natural phenomena together, and the fire won't put out the water, and the water won't burn, get rid of the fire. And that is the care of Oretz. What's the care of Oretz teaching me? That even in the care of Oretz, even in Kerevoris, even in Mamish in the land, even in deep down in the Olam HaGashmi, you can have Kerevoris, you can have fire and water together, you have Ruchnis and Gashmis working together. A Goy cannot bring any Korban but a Korban Oila. He can't understand, I want to bring a Korban, I should eat it as well, right? I want to bring a Korban. A person eventually becomes a Galach Nebuch, right? You can't get married. I'm already a Galach, how can I get married? Klal Yisrael, no. You can have fire and water, you can have ruchnis and gashmis, and you can be kerev ha'aretz. You can be mamish living down in this world, and you can have two opposites. You can have ruchnis, and have a guf and neshama fighting together, and if it's done for Ratzon and Hashem, that's the most wonderful thing. That's exactly what you want, kerev ha'aretz. So that's what Kosh Baruch is saying. That Yidafka, the Nesh of Borah, teaches us the element of Yerushalayim, that a person can have unbelievable hanof, moylem hazeh, a Shabbos Kodesh. Unbelievable things, beautiful things, and it's done. The Kerev Ha'aretz, you can have Eish and Mayim together. You can have Neshama and Neguf fighting against each other. But it's done for Ratzon Hashem. They can coexist together, and that's the Koyach of Yerushalayim. We should all, Be'ez Hashem, learn from these learning these lessons and realize that you should have the Kerev Ha'aretz deep down in the heart. Like some libel, you should be some slave to what our heart is telling us, some slave to what other people's needs are. And Be'ez Hashem, Be'ez Shalom, give us a Hakara. They'll take us out from this Golus as well.
That's how it curses, I think.